Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out the topic we've been learning about this week. And this week we've been studying a story from the Bible, where Jesus found himself at the home of Simon, a Pharisee, a religious legal expert. And while he was there having a meal, being tested probably by the Pharisees, a woman came and was over the top in her love for Jesus. She was washing his feet with her hair and tears, and she was pouring expensive ointment on his feet. Just over the top. And when people started to question this, Jesus said this was because she had been forgiven so much. She knew she was a sinner. She knew she was broken in many ways that needed fixing. And so she was over the top thankful to Jesus. And that somebody like Simon, the Pharisee, who had not shown Jesus any hospitality beyond having him over for dinner, was not showing much love because he hadn't known he needed to be forgiven for much. Felt himself to be pretty perfect. Now the story left off yesterday with some people around the table just starting to ask themselves, what kind of man is this that he forgives sins? Because he told this woman she was forgiven. They were just on the cusp of realizing something really important about Jesus that I think this woman may have already figured out, but that they hadn't figured out yet until that moment. And I asked you what that was. I think they're just figuring out that Jesus is much more than just a man. He is God. This woman seems to have recognized that Jesus was the only one who could rescue her, because if the only way for her to find hope in this life was for her to be perfect and holy and to live perfectly according to God's law, she recognized she couldn't do it. She was so far from doing it that she'd given up entirely on doing it herself. And when she saw Jesus come along and she saw in him the power of God and the forgiveness of God, she recognized good news. The Pharisees, on the other hand, are trying so hard to earn their place with God, to make themselves perfect and holy, that they don't see how they're falling down on the job in all sorts of other ways. They're so busy keeping themselves morally pure and morally right and expecting others like Jesus to do the same that they don't notice when they're not showing hospitality and love and care to broken people who are around them, like this woman. They're the ones who don't recognize forgiveness in Jesus because they don't think they need to be forgiven. They think they're pretty close to perfecting themselves, and so they don't see how Jesus could perfect them. This woman was so aware of the sin in her life that she recognized in Jesus the forgiveness she needed so badly and could find nowhere else, and so she responded with much love. Much sin leads to much need for forgiveness. Leads to much love for Jesus. Simon and the Pharisees, on the other hand, don't see the need for forgiveness in their lives because they don't think they have much sin, and so they don't have much love for Jesus either. Little sin, or at least little awareness of it, leads to little forgiveness, little need for forgiveness, and therefore little love for Jesus, if any. That's the other amazing reversal that's happening here, is that this woman seems to recognize everything that's important in Jesus at the same time Simon and the Pharisees are pushing him away. Our goal today to try to live this out is to try to identify the sin in our lives, not to be like Simon and the Pharisees who think they're perfect and good and holy, or at least pretty close to it, but rather to be honest about who we are and how broken we are, the things that we love more than God, the things that we've been using in this world for our own gain, our own benefit, instead of the way God intended them to be used. Those are the sins in our lives that evidence the brokenness inside us called sin. What we want to do is identify those things, to confess them, seeking out forgiveness. And when we find that forgiveness in Jesus, then to repent, turn away from that old life and towards a new life in Jesus. Those are the steps we want to take. And so our challenge today is to follow those steps through, to identify sin in our lives, confess it, ask for forgiveness, and then live in a new way. And so I want you to just take a moment. We're going to have a few moments of silence here for you to identify what that is in your life. What is keeping you away from God? What kind of sins are present in your life? In what ways have you taken the gifts God has given you and misuse them? What things do you love more than God? After you've taken a moment to think of what those things are in your life, I'm going to pray a prayer of confession that I'll invite you to pray along with me. And then I'll talk about God's forgiveness for those who confess and repent in that way. So let's take that moment of silence now. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance, in weakness, and through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us. For our Savior Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord of mercy, grant us pardon and peace, that cleansed from our sins and with peace in our hearts, we may be free to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, if you took this opportunity to truly confess some sin that you've never confessed before, and you'd like to talk to somebody about it, please do get in touch with me. Through our app or website, you'll find my contact info. I'd love to hear from you and see how these challenges are helping you grow as a follower of Jesus. Well, I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect further on this topic. Bye for now.